is around the corner, but we are now joined in studio by Dr. Hunter Taylor. He got his degree at Texas. He got his doctorate at Baylor and also received his master's at Ole Miss. Two of those teams are in the college baseball World Series, by the way. It just came to my attention. That's true. Dr. Taylor is an East Texan. He's written a book called Draw the Line. And although it focuses quite a bit on the journey of Jeff Traylor, who's now the UTSA football coach, it's all about the history of high school football in East Texas as well. Dr. Taylor in studio with us with Paul Craig and David Smoke. So when did this become like, well, that mic's got to get up. Yeah, just move it right in front of you. I'm sorry. When did this become your passion?
So actually my last year at Baylor, so I was doing
a little bit closer. Sorry about that.
There
you go. All right.
So I met my last year at Baylor doing my dissertation for my doctorate, and compliance had an issue with me doing anything basketball related, obviously with working with Coach Drew. And so we decided, hey, let's go ahead and do a deep dive, because I wanted to do it over coaching. Let's do a deep dive over Texas high school football, looking at a couple programs that were consistently good. You had these dynamic head coaches, et cetera. So we did six of them. We did Coach Traylor at Gilmer's, Coach Surratt at Carthage, Coach Dodge in the South Lake Carroll context, Chad Morris, Lake Travis, Gary Joseph, and then Tom Westerberg, and all of the
– wow, you know, it was bangers.
It was incredible, you know, just to learn. But the one that always stuck out was Jeff's, because he was so transparent about the staff that he, you know, had to the left and the right of him. And then their stories about who they learned under. And I remember thinking, like, this would be so cool to take a shot at trying to really unpack how much work all of this was collectively, from school board, superintendent, principal, the whole deal. And then their paths intersected so much with so many other great East Texas programs, where you could really get a gist of the history and how unique high school football is in that region of the country, as you all know.
Well, for Gilmer in particular, for people who don't know, it's a small town.
Yeah.
And that high school football team is its absolute lifeblood.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You know, we make jokes. There's a guy that Smokey and I both know. His name's Ellen. He writes for the paper there.
Got it.
And I'm sure you came across him. He sits next to me at Cowboys games quite a bit, and he is
is his emotion after a loss?
I mean, it's not good.
Like once a year.
He's kind of the historian or whatever of Gilmer, and the passion that that city has for it is different. So to be able to go and win there and win consistently is a big deal.
No, it is a big deal. And it's just like there's certain places where, yeah, just like what you said, like a football team kind of the people that live there, it's part of their identity. Right. And so, like, you take a great pride. Everybody wants to see the best version of themselves in something. And so that's one thing I think that Jeff does such a great job is, like, it's the best version of how we see ourselves as East Texas, is this person that was, yeah, he's intelligent, respectful, creative, all these things. But he's actually he's a native. Yeah. He learned under other East Texans, et cetera. And then I think, obviously, when you talk with him, he loves the region and just – acknowledging all the different historic things.
How much did the book being written, and you release it on the 28th, you have one in the studio, and I appreciate you asking me to be a part of it as well. I always regret probably that I didn't write a couple of my own back just because of all the years there.
Totally.
How much does his rise in collegiate coaching help bring attention to this book?
Well, I think that's why you looked at that as maybe the focal story, because enough people are paying attention now. You know, like he's, you know, the cover of Dave Campbell's and, you know, national media. What was he, one of four coaching finalists for Coach of the Year? And I'm sure he'll always be rumored for jobs from here on out just because he's so talented. But because of that, yeah, he's got this amazing platform. But now you can tell all these side stories and get a good understanding of places. You know, back when we talked about Jacksonville, those days with Coach Long, and what, you know, the time that we got to all talk together, or even acknowledging now it goes back to Coach Parker and Marshall, and, you know, his great rivalry with Coach Surratt and Carthage. And it's just, I think it was a perfect timing type deal to really unpack so many side stories that people would love to tell. But it's hard to get noticed just because it's the kind of an under the radar part of the country.
What about that, about East Texas, makes it maybe even more intriguing for a book? Because it is, I mean, again, there's those regions of Texas. Yeah. And you think about the movie Bernie, where it takes place in Carthage, and they describe the regions of Texas, but the Piney Woods and all that, how it's its own kind of thing. And even the high school football there, different than the high school football in, say, some of the bigger places like Dallas or Houston.
Absolutely. I think So I think one thing I wanted to take a shot at, because it's been 30 years since Friday Night Lights came out, mm-hmm. right? And so that depicted a region, a time where, like, yeah, you shut down the town Friday night. Everybody was there. It was the centerpiece of a place. And you also got a picture probably of, like, rural America, right? And Texas, I think, is just, I mean, it's exploding. Like, Waco looks totally different to me. And we've only been gone a couple years. And is there still, you know, it's now a state of cities kind of thing. Is there still a part that embodies that narrative of, you know, the town shutting down, everybody gathering together, and, you know, we celebrate all these things? I think East Texas still is that way. And it's one place where, like, the coach is still a moral leader for a lot of these communities.
I also think, you mentioned this earlier, it's in an area that's somewhat remote, even though it's, you know, again, it's not that far, but... there's a passion, but there's a pride among all of those towns, even though they might not like each other and want to beat the hell out of each other.
Yes.
Isn't there a passion that East Texas kind of seems like they're separated from everybody else?
Like the SEC?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a perfect comparison, because you think back when Coach King and Longview won it mm-hmm. in 18, and what was that, the fourth highest attendance ever
yep.
to see a high school football game. Well, that's not only just Longview traveling.
No
that's,
doubt. Yeah.
That's, you know, Gilmer, Hugh Springs, White Oak, you know, you could name all of them, because everybody sees that as, like, that's kind of a flagship part that we all gather around, and we want to cheer on Coach King too.
So you've written this book. You wrote books about different coaches, and all of those guys are absolute alpha dogs as well.
Yes.
How do you go about doing this? If I'm going to do a speech, I will start accumulating sticky notes on top of each other, and next thing you know, there's like this, and then I try to piece it together. That's just for an 8 to 12 minute speech.
Yes.
How do you go about doing this? What was that like?
Well, I think maybe other people are better than I am, and I was new. I'd never written something this comprehensive before, and obviously cared a lot. I think all of us care about things that our name's on and what you want to try and hit, and you want to make sure and give credit to all the right people, and that you tell as accurate of a story, but it's also a story that shows the best version of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so it took about 6 years. And the only reason, and again, I think that was a gift that it was 6 years, because storylines evolve. And I think it's the perfect time where, like, you've seen, I think one of the coolest things about that story too is you always wonder about certain programs, if they're really built to last, and then you take the figurehead off.
Yes.
And they branch off, right? And what happens to that organization when you no longer have the face of the program? Does it still kind of go on this trajectory? And then you saw what Coach Turner did, where he stepped in. I think they have, like, correct me if I'm wrong, it might be the longest streak currently in Texas on how many Thanksgiving weekends they've played in a row now.
It's among the best, because even with Coach Metzel, and of course they
still haven't broken that streak.
Yeah.
And then you go from Coach Turner, he retires, comes down to San Antonio, and Coach Metzel, and then their first 2 years he's in Jerry World. So it shows that, like, it is. It's still – everybody still feels comfortable with the leadership in place, and that's rare, because now it's like you hear more and more stories about, you know, we question the school leadership, we question the coaches, all this kind of stuff. They've had such great alignment for a long period of time. Their superintendent's been in office 20 years. How many superintendents get that kind of tenure nowadays?
Absolutely.
I think one of the other things that's kind of interesting about Jeff is you look at a lot of the high school coaches that have become college coaches. Like Gus Malzahn was at one of the biggest high schools in Arkansas.
Yes.
Gilmer's not one of the biggest high schools in Texas.
No.
And like when he started getting assistant coaching interviews, he was at a small school, he didn't jump from a 6A school.
Right.
That's pretty unique.
Totally unique. And like Jeff was so great about this process of making sure that we got a good picture about the staff. And that you got all these characters, like we mentioned, Matt Turner, Alan Metzel, Todd Barr, Kurt Traylor, the list goes on and on. But all of them also said, I mean, don't get it twisted, if he's not the one doing all this stuff and getting everybody together in such a way, and he's got such a gift for people, y'all might be closer to him than I am. But everybody feels like they know Jeff. You go around East Texas, everybody feels like they're his best friend. All this kind of stuff. That's a gift he has, where I think all of the pieces align, just like you said. That's a small town. They had never won a state title before. That was not the place when we were growing up, when you were covering, that people were moving to send their kid to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Their enrollment's growing. They got a brand new high school, 2 years ago. I mean, you're seeing things. People are putting money into a place. I think in the best story of high school football and what it can do, that's a case study right there that shows that there are some great benefits with having a really good character-driven high school football program or any other sport program.
What was it like to or how fresh, should I say, were the feelings still when you talked about Desmond Pollard with these guys?
Especially with the player side.
Yeah.
You kind of had to be very sensitive when you're having those conversations. McLean Carter, I thought he was phenomenal in how candid and mature he was to reflect on something like that, like you're just saying. And McLean obviously has GJ's little brother, and I loved how he even – to have somebody that idolizes their older brother, but also came into his own. He had a heck of a senior year, had a good career by his own. But him talking about when we moved to Gilmer, Texas, I didn't know anybody. That was my best friend. And we're spending the night, all that kind of stuff. And then we go all the way up. And then he's with me and my brother on kind of playing basketball one day, and a tragedy occurs, and you're right there. You saw it. I mean, that's traumatic for you to even want to think about and rehearse and everything. And I just appreciated how he trusted me enough to be able to share and reflect. And he did a great job. It was just an impressive person. The others were impressive too, but just like what you were saying right there, you could tell that was still a very – sensitive thing to talk about.
I think McLean Carter, for those who don't know, to tie it into Central Texas, was at Salado High School, I think. Was he not? Yep. Before he moved to Gilmer, I remember that. There is something about that area, East Texas, and we had a baseball writer who's from Lufkin, so this has become like an East Texas show, and it wasn't even planned that way, but I don't care. That's fine. It's a very passionate area. There's a lot of schools from that area. If there's dominance with Carthage. Gilmer's had their run among others. But there is an amazing array of how many schools have won a state championship.
Yes.
Like a bunch.
Yes.
That from that area, that's something that always was impressive to me.
Totally.
They almost fed off of each other.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, Longview winning was the first time, they hate to hear this, they don't have to hear it anymore, since 1937.
Yeah.
But they were as good as anybody consistently among everybody, but they always couldn't quite get over the hump. They had to play Lake Travis a couple of times among some other teams as well.
And I remember, I mean, I know you were covering this. I remember when they played Mike Johnston's Katy Tigers.
Yeah, 1997.
I remember idolizing that roster because that was front page every week was the talent on that
team. And that was like, oh, my God, they lost. And that was the downfall of Robert Biro, who was coach eventually that led to Pat Collins coming in from Louisiana as well.
And Coach Biro was on that Gilmer staff.
And there you go. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a great guy. I love Robert Biro. What's been the reaction overall? Dr. Hunter Taylor wrote the book, Draw the Line. We'll give you some information. It's coming out on the 28th, but there's some book signings coming up. In fact, this weekend at 80-acre market in Gilmer, the first one. What's been the reaction? Are there things that you also could touch on that people like, oh, I don't know why you went there. Is there a little bit of that too?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reaction so far has been nothing but good. Like kind of like you just said about the SEC or the East Texas. Yeah. I mean, everybody is kind of like, how can we help? We'd love to be a part of this. Come on and talk about it, all that kind of stuff. You're included with that. If like there's just a hospitality, support, it seems very unconditional. And people are excited that this is a region that gets to be on the front of something.
Do you have that graphic, Garrett? There you go. Draw the Line, that's the book. You can see the fan base in the background. Yeah. And Dr. Hunter Taylor's the one. Reached out to me and asked me to be a part of it in a way with a comment or two about the history of East Texas as well. Your son's at the Scott Drew basketball camp. And, of course, you got your doctorate here at Baylor. What's that been like? And you had a chance to meet him or see him, not meet him, because you've seen him before.
Yes.
The first time you saw him in a while, I guess yesterday or so?
Yeah. We got together a little bit yesterday. And, yeah, my boys are having a blast. I mean, everybody's fun there. It's a gorgeous facility. It's the best environment which you want your kids in, of how he handles it and Coach Beard handling camp and all that kind of stuff. They're just great. And Coach Drew is always unbelievable with hospitality and, takes you back in, greets my wife, talks to my kids, invites us into practice to watch, all that kind of stuff. And he's unbelievable, and it's been so cool to see how successful he's become.
Yeah, what's the worst mood you ever saw him in?
Yeah. Because I was a graduate assistant coach in the start of the 2013-14 year. You remember that year where you had Isaiah, Brady Heslip? Mm-hmm. I mean, that roster was loaded. Now, especially when you look at Riverview, I think there was like six NBA players, one NFL player, loaded. And we had that lull where we weren't winning. It was a start of conference, and then you had the great comeback, and we made the Sweet 16. He was the same every day, because I was like super eager, wanting to show, you know, you're trying to outwork and all that kind of stuff. I remember arriving every day early. He arrived same time, same mood. Makes the same
every
joke,
day.
Makes the same jokes at the coffee pot area, you know, same deal. Transparent, never was secretive, going through any of that, never blamed. Remarkable.
Well, then, and when they won the national title over a year ago,
yeah,
he still to this day remembers everybody that ever had any impact whatsoever, even the smallest impact on that school.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He sent a text. I don't know how many he sent. I mean, I don't know how he had that list. I don't know how they did such a great job keeping inventory. I mean, they mailed stuff out to people. I had a shirt mailed to me with my name included on it. I had a minor role.
Is that Karen? Karen Craig? Is it?
Yeah.
Miss Karen's awesome.
Yeah. She's the star of that documentary, if you haven't seen it, by the way. And Tweety Carter.
I have not seen it, but yeah, I want to.
You'll love it. You'll love it. Hey, man, congratulations. Good luck. So the 18th this weekend at 80 Acre in Gilmer. And there's others. And again, if you want to, you want to reach out to me, we'll put this podcast up and we'll also put it up on my site, smokey.com as well. And also see if we can get you some more hits as well. Congratulations. Thank you for asking me to be a part of it. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for everything you've done for me.
Hey, you too. Dr. Hunter Taylor, it's a great book. Draw the Line on a lot of it, history and the pipeline and the spider web of connections of various schools and eventually one of the main core. It is, without question, the success and where it all started with Jeff Traylor, who's now the head coach at UTSA. Sikkim 365 Radio, 365 Sports, back in a moment. Dunge.